his friends this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. And Lilishmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel and Lerfuas Kol Hacholim Bekval Yisrael. In the Tosfos in Meseches Bava Kama, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Tachas Nesina, Tosfos says that the way, quoting Rashi, we know that Edom Zomimin have to pay Meitav, they have to pay from the choicest land. If they pay from land, they're paying from the choicest land. When they're paying, it's because it says Nefesh B'Nefesh. We have a special Yalfusa that Rashi brings. If it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, we use Ereshavet Tachas Tachas. So it would emerge that we have a Yalfusa that Edom Zomimin have to pay me Meitav. Tzarech Loimar adds Tosfos, Dafilu im Heidu al Shuratam Shehizik. Even if they're made on a Shuratam Shehizik, the din is that if a Shuratam was Mazik, the owner of the Shuratam only has to pay Miziboris from the inferior land, not from the Edis. O Sheo Edu She Ploni Chayiv, a Ploni Mone. Or they testify that Ploni owes Ploni a Mone. The Dino Biziboris. And if they say, that's the din of a Baal Chov also pays Ziboris. So if they made that Ploni is Chayiv Ploni Mone, the din of Ziboris, what's the din? The din is the Mishalmi B'Meitav. Nevertheless, the Edim Zomimin, who conspired, who plotted to be Mechayiv Ziboris, have to pay Edis, they have to pay Meitav. If they plotted to be Mechayiv others Meitav, what do we need a Pasuk for? So you already learned from Kasher Zaman the Yischaibu Mimeta, says Tosfos. So you already learned from Kasher Zaman. So Elamai, Elamai, as they say in the Yeshivas Norvas, it must be that this especially Alfusa we already have from Kasher Zaman that they have to, if they were Zomim, to the person should pay Meitav, then they have to pay the Meitav. So what do you learn from the extra Alfusa that they pay Meitav? That even if they were Zomim, even if they plotted, the person shouldn't pay Meitav. According to their false testimony, the person wouldn't have paid Meitav. They still have to pay Meitav, whoever the Ravid. Divar Masel Kulukavus L'Shalim Meitav, and also the Tosfei Arosh, the Shita Mekubetzis explain, no, we don't have a Pasuk to be Marbin Meitav Be'edim Zomin. They're only Mishalim Meitav when they try to be Mechayiv Meitav. But they didn't try to be Mechayiv Meitav. They don't have to pay Meitav. The Meiri, Divar Masel Yeroi Mesug Yezu, writes, Avol Mashenema Kan, Ledaiti, Enoel Sheratu Lahafsid Mos, Vein Lamos, Lashalim, Shalmin Rimetav, Avol Kol Shebova Hafsid Ziboris, Eno Mishalim El Ziboris. That it says here is only that they wanted to be Mafsid Mos, and they don't have Mos to pay, and they pay from Metav. But if they want to be Mafsid Ziboris, they only have to pay Ziboris. It's an interesting Shita Sam'iri. They want it to be Mafsid Mammon, and they don't have Mammon to pay, then they're paying Meitav land. If they want it to be Mafsid Ziboris land, then they're paying Ziboris land. So asks Moreno V'Rabbeinu Hagon Agodol Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Levracha the following obvious kasha, and that is the traditional Mimonavshach. Either way you twist it, either way you spin it, something is wrong. If he holds that there's no Yalfusa for Meitav by Edom Zomimin, if we don't have a Yalfusa for Meitav, so even if they wanted to be Mechayev Mos, they shouldn't have to pay Meitav. If we don't have a Yalfusa for Meitav, so even if they wanted to be Mechayev Mos, they shouldn't pay Meitav. And if he holds that they do have a Yalfusa to learn Meitav by Edom Zomimin, so that should mean that even if they wanted to be Mechayiv Ziboris, they should still pay me Meitav, because we have a special Yalfusa. So what is going on over here? So says Rabbeinu like this, V'ashir nir'a bebi'ur shitat ha'me'ir, dihine, yesh lachko, begeder ha'chiyuv de kashir zamam. I'd like to understand what the nature of the chiyuv kashir zamam is. If if falls upon them the din onesh that they wanted to give to the Baal Dover, they wanted to give a certain onesh to the Baal Dover, and instead they get that onesh. In the Iyun HaTalmud on Ksubis, Shir Lamed He, Rabbeinu discusses this more, and I hope to get to that. That's a very, very important shir. Are there any shiurim in the Shiur Iyun HaTalmud of Moreinu Rabbi Abba Berman that are not very important? And my humble answer to that question is, no, they are all important. I love them. So hopefully we will speak that out at a later juncture. Gotcha. Just give us life and everything we need in order to keep serving Him be'emes. So one side is that they get the onesh they wanted to give to the Baal Dover, or we can say no. Shizerak midah ve'ofen shel ha'onesh shel atzmam. V'chal liyam din onesh al atzmam k'fi ha'midah sheratzu l'chayev et ha'Baal Dover. It's not pshat, like we said in the first way. The onesh that they wanted to give the Baal Dover is now given to them. No. But rather, it's a type of punishment. They get the punishment that they wanted to give the Baal Dover. It's not that they're getting the Baal Dover's punishment. It's not that there's an onesh, and the onesh is supposed to go to the Baal Dover, and now that they're found Zomin, instead that same onesh is going to them. No. But rather, they have their own personal punishment. It's not the onesh of the Baal Dover, it's their own personal punishment. What's their own personal punishment? What they wanted to give the Baal Dover. So it would appear that the Ravid and the Rosh hold like the first way, that the Edom Zomin get the same din onesh they wanted to be Mechayev the Baal Dover. Because according to what they say, the whole din of Meitav of Edom Zomin is only in a tzi, or only in a case, rak betarchish sheratzu l'chayev Meitav. It's only when they wanted to be Mechayev Meitav that they pay Meitav mitzad kasher zama. And if we say the gedder of kasher zama is that they're getting their own onesh, as they wanted to give the Baal Dover, then they get their own onesh. This is no din Meitav at all. The whole din is that they have to pay what they wanted to be mafsi the Baal Dover. And it happens to be Meitav. So what did the Ravid and the Rosh say? They said that we don't have a pasuk for Meitav Be'edim Zomim. They only pay Meitav if they wanted to be Mechayev the person they accused Meitav. So it must be that they're holding that they're getting the onesh of the Baal Dover. Because if we say the Gedra of Kasher Zama is that they receive the onesh of themselves as they wanted to give commensurate to what they wanted to give the Baal Dover, so there's no din Meitav at all. The din is that they have to pay what they wanted to be mafsid the Baal Dover. B'mikre, it happens to be Meitav. Must be that they hold, the Ravid and the Rosh hold, that they have a din, what they wanted to give the Baal Dover. And since what they wanted to give the Baal Dover was Meitav, they also have a din Meitav. And we can say there's a din Meitav Be'edim Zom. In other words, the Ravid and Tosar Rosh say that he has a din Meitav. The Edom Zomim have a din Meitav. If you say pshat is that they just get the punishment commensurate to what they wanted to give Yanim, so then they don't have a din Meitav. They're just paying what they wanted to be Mechayev. They're paying what they wanted to obligate the other person. B'mikre, it just happened to be that what do they want to be Mechayev the other person? They wanted to be Mechayev the other person Meitav. But that's not that they have a din Meitav. It just means that they're getting what they wanted to give. That doesn't mean they have a din meitav. The Ravid and the Rosh say they have a din meitav. So what does it mean they have a din meitav? That if they wanted him to pay meitav, they have a din meitav. Because they're getting his din meitav. It's mamish a din meitav. Not what they wanted to give him. And that's b'mekre meitav. It's not a din meitav. Din meitav is that inherently they're getting meitav. They wanted to give him meitav, meaning that was going to be their punishment be'etzem. So now the Edom Zomim and Be'etzim get Meitav, not just what they wanted to be Mechai, but they're getting the punishment that they wanted to inflict on those other people, on Yenim, the other guy, the Baal Dover. So that's the Shita of Tosfos HaRosh and the Ravid. And that would also appear to be Shitas HaTosfos. Dimratu l'chayv acheir mimeitav lo tzarech kor mikasha zomam nafak dischayvu mimeitav. So you see, if they wanted to be mechayv meitav, it's considered that they're paying meitav, and that's only shaykh if they have a din meitav like the Baal Dover, and it's not just b'mikre. If it's a mida be'alma, that's not a din meitav, as we explained beautifully. So you could say that Tosfos gait mit the Ravid and the Rosh, that Pshat is that he's paying be'etzim meitav, he's the punishment he wanted to inflict on the other person, now he's getting that same punishment. It's not just commensurate to what he wanted to give, but makabil, he's also getting his own punishment. Then that wouldn't mean he has a din meitav. Tosfos says he mamish has a din meitav. That means that he wanted to give them meitav, so he's getting mamish meitav, and not just b'mikrei is paying meitav because he wanted to be mechayiv meitav. That's not called a din meitav. So it would appear that the Meiri holds Kitzad Hasheni, that the Geder of Kasher Zamam who rak mida shel din onesh al ashel atzma. The Geder of Kasher Zamam is commensurate. It's a parallel. They wanted to give onesh X, so they get mitzad atzmam onesh X. They're not getting the punishment of the other person. They're getting their own punishment. And the Miri holds like Shitas HaPotosis that there's a pasuk for din meitav be'edim zomim. There is a pasuk. So two things. Again, the Meiri holds. Number one, it's an onesh on themselves. Number two, there's a pasuk to tell you that they have a din meitav. Just the Meiri holds, that's only shaykh in a case where they want it to be mafsid mos, and they don't have mos to pay. So if they don't have mos to pay and they want it to be mafsid mos, so they pay meitav. And that's their own personal onesh. It's not the onesh of Yenim. It's their own personal onesh that they have to pay meitav. They wanted to be mechayiv him a certain amount of money. They don't have money, and we have a pasuk that they pay meitav as their own onesh. But when they wanted to be mechayiv ziboris, lo shayich din meitav. When they wanted to be mechayiv ziboris, lo shayich din meitav. Why not? Da'azim yishalmu meitav yiyez estira l'chiyuv d'kasher zaman. Because if they try to be mechayiv the guy ziboris, and then you make them pay meitav, that's going to be a stira to the din of kasher zaman. And that's because l'shitas ha'meiri, that edim zomim, don't pay more than kasher zomam zeinyan b'chiyuv mishum de'en ze hamida shel onesh de'kasher zomam. You can't do it. Kasher zomam means that you can't be mechayev more than they wanted to be mechayev the other person. Whatever they wanted to obligate the other person, that's what they're getting. They can't get more. That's Shitas HaMeiri. That's something positive, that they can't pay more than Kasher Zaman, because that's not the meat of the onesh of Kasher Zaman. Since that's the case, when they wanted to be Mechayiv Ziboris, if we say that they should pay Meitav, it's a stira to the meat of Kasher Zaman. Kasher Zaman is only what they wanted to obligate and no more. And therefore we say that when they wanted to be Mechayiv Ziboris, they only have to pay Ziboris. And what's the pasuk of Meitav teaching us? That if they wanted to be Mechayiv Kesef and they don't have money to pay, then there's no stira to the meat of Kasher Zaman. Because like in all Tashlum and Ezekin, Kesef includes everything. Kesef includes Meitav, Kesef includes Ziboris. So Kesef is all-inclusive, it can go anyway. So when we have a pasuk that tells us that they have to pay Meitav, so that pasuk is going to be talking about, if we have a limur, we have a yalfus, so it's going to be talking about where they're Mechayiv Momen. When they're a Mechayiv Momen, they have to pay Meitav. They have to pay the Idis. But when it comes to them being Mechayiv Ziboris, in such a case you can't make them pay Meitav because that's more than they wanted to be Mechayiv. Mashen Kein Tosis L'Shitasam, they hold that the Geder of Kasher Zamam is that they get the Onesh of Yenim, of the Baal Dover. And according to this, that the Edim don't pay more than Kasher Zamam, Zelo inyan bechiyuv. It's not something positive. Inyan bashlila. Something negative. There's no siba to be mechayiv them more, since the Baal Dover didn't have to pay more. So, according to the Meiri, there's an active din that the Edim, Zomimin, pay commensurate to what they wanted to make Yenim pay, the other person pay. And no more. So if they wanted to make him pay Ziboris, they pay Ziboris. According to Tosfos, it's a din b'chiyuv. It's a din b'shlila. You can't make them pay more. In other words, they're getting the other guy's punishment. If they're getting Yenim's punishment, so you can only be mechayiv them what the Yenim is chayiv. It's a sholel that you can't. It negates that you can't be mechayiv more. There's no siba to be mechayiv them more. We have an active din according to the Meiri that what they wanted to be mechayiv the other person, that's the punishment that they get, and no more. And according to Tosis, it's there's no siba to be mechayiv them more because they're only getting what the other guy got. And therefore, when there's a din mesuyim be'edim zomimin, the mishalmin meitav, if there's a din mesuyim that the edim zomimin do pay meitav, it's not a stira to the din of kasher zomim. Because an inyan shebishlila is not a stira to anything. Something negative is just, it's a not. Not a yes, it's a not. So that's not a stira to the din of kasher zomim. ושפיר סוברים התוספות, דגם היכה שרצו לחייב זיבורית משלמים מיטב. מצד דין מיטב, די דין זוממין. And therefore, Tosfos hold very well that even where they wanted to be mechayev ziboris, they still have to pay meitav. מצד what? מצד דין מיטב of Edim Zomimin. That Edim Zomimin, have to pay meitav. We have a yalfusa that edim zomimin pay meitav. So therefore, even if they wanted to be mechayiv yenim ziboris, they still have to pay meitav according to Tosfos, because we have a limud, we have a yalfusa that edim zomimin pay meitav. And you can't say that it's a stira, because it's not a stira to anything positive. It's a stira to not. You have no reason. The din of Edim Zom is that if you have no reason to be mechayiv them more, you can't be mechayiv them more. Then they wanted to be mechayiv the other person. Here you are mechayiv them more, but it's not a stira, because it's an inyan shebishlila. It's something negative. There's no siva to be mechayiv them more, because the Baal Dover was only chayiv X, and only they have to pay X. But a not is not a stira to anything. It's a negative. So therefore, here it's not a stira to kasher zamam if they're paying more. So if they because we have a limud in the pasuk nefesh ben nefesh, that tells us that they pay meitav. Ha'idu ploni chayv. Says that filu mehidu al shoratam shehizik, or idu ploni chayv l'ploni mane, the dino b'ziboris, the mishalmi b'meitav. So they have to pay meitav. So if they wanted to be mechayv this person, yenim, they wanted to be mechayv im ziboris, we have a limud that they have to pay meitav. And it's not a steer to kashya zaman, because that's a din shlili, that you can't be mechayev. You can't be mechayev more than the Edom Zoman, more than they wanted to be mechayev the other person. But it's not an active din, it's just a lack of din. This is very Rav Amiel-esque. It's a heyader siba. It's not a siba. Shlila is a heyader siba. So we have no siba to be mechayev them more than they wanted to be mechayev the other person, as we were marich in our Talmudic methodology here. And therefore, it's not a stira of here if here they're paying meitav, because here we do have a siba to be mechayev them to pay meitav. So even if they're mechayev ziboris, they have to pay meitav. Hashem came l'shitas ha-mi'iri. What does the Mi'iri hold? The Mi'iri holds that if they wanted to be mafsid ziboris, they only pay ziboris, because that's the din. It's not a din shebishlila, you can't be mechayiv them more. They wanted to be mechayiv the other person. But it's a din b'chiyuv, that they are getting punishment X. They wanted to give ziboris, they're getting ziboris, you can't give them any more. So if you make them pay meitav, that'd be a stira. Can't have that. So therefore the Mi'iri says that I'll be mamid the pasuk that says that they pay meitav if they wanted to be mafsid money, and money includes meitav. But when it comes to them being mechayev ziboris, there we have a din that they have their own din of ziboris. It's not a heyader siva that they you can't be mechayev them more. They want to be mechayev the other person because they're getting the other person's punishment. No, they're getting their own din. Now they have an independent din of having to pay ziboris, and they don't have to pay any more than ziboris, because it's a din shebechiyuv. And if you make them pay more than ziboris, it's a stira to their din of kasher zaman. Kasher zaman is they're only getting what they wanted to give the other person. Now they're getting their own dependent punishment. You can't give them more. As far as this chakir and kasher zamam, it's terrific. We just had a number of shiurim on this tosfos. L'chaora, it's talui in the shnei terutzim of tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Makis, the first tosfos. Tosfos says that even though Edim Zomimin of Ben Grusha don't become a Ben Grusha tachtav, if the Edim say that he's a Ben Grusha, they wanted to pass him, and they find that he's really not a Ben Grusha, so the Edim Zomim don't become a Ben Grusha. The fact that they get Malkus is considered a kiyum of kasher zaman. Because the onesh of Isser ben Grusha is Malkus. If he would do avod in the mikdash, he'd get Malkus if he were ben Grusha. So they have a kiyum also. When they get Malkus, it's a kiyum of kasher zaman. The second Teretz Tosfos says, no, it's not considered kasher zaman. And here they're not in the parsha of kasher zama. You don't need kasher zama. Their malchus isn't kasher zama. So it appears the first teretz holds that kasher zama is a midah bonus shelahem. So the kasher zama means that they're getting their own independent onesh. So they wanted to give Yana malchus. So now they get malchus. His midah, the midah of the onus of the Ben Grusha, would be Malkus. And so they're also getting Malkus. Hashenken in the second Teretz, Tosfos is holding that the din of the Baal Dover is Chol on them. And that's considered Kasher Zaman. So if you say that they're getting the other person's onesh, the other person isn't getting an onesh, so they make him a Ben Grusha, he's not getting an onesh for being a Ben Grusha. That's not his din. So if you say they're getting his din, then they're not, because he doesn't have a din of getting Malkus. If he does a certain aver, he gets Malkus, but he doesn't have a din of Malkus. So therefore Tosis is holding in the second teretz that they're getting Yenim's onesh, and since Yenim Taka doesn't get an onesh of Malkus, so we say that it isn't b'chalakim of Kasher Zama. Because you can't say they're getting his onesh, because he's not getting an onesh, the other person is chalo. They weren't giving him an onesh. So therefore, when we give them their onesh, it's b'chal not a kim of Kasher Zama, because according to the second teretz, Kasher Zama means you're getting Yenim's onesh, and Yenim isn't getting an onesh. According to the first teretz, it is a kim of Kasher Zama. Why? Because it's a mida. What's the amount? If you would do a vera x that's ben grush this chala, what would be the din? If you would do the avera, he would get malchus. So you can't say their mom is getting his punishment, because again, what they wanted to do is not give him the punishment of malchus. That would have been the chala's undoing. But when they wanted to make him a ben grusha, if he would have done x, he would have gotten malchus. So mida, so we take that mida, that amount, that shear, that sug, and we say, all right, you guys also get it. And that's your kim of Kasher Zama. So you're not getting mamish's onus. You're not getting an onus, but necessarily. But it's a mida. He would get this onus. Therefore, we're giving you independently this same onus. So, Baruch Hashem, siyata d'shmaya, we were zoche to have more havana into Kasher Zama. Very, very exciting. And the Rabbono Shel Olam should give us life, Zimchas Chaim, Baruch v'hatzlacha, and we should be zochet to continue. L'lmod u'lelamed, l'shmor v'la'asos, u'lekayem, es kol divrei salmud toraso b'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.